You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Thursday, July 24th. In the wake of the catastrophic Chinese earthquake in May, some parents of the nearly 10,000 children who died are accusing Chinese officials of trying to pay them off, accusing officials of interrogating parents who are demanding answers and threatening beatings or punishments against those who refuse to back off. Chinese officials had promised a new era of openness, but a New York Times reports today that what's happening is anything but that. Joining us for more is the New York Times China correspondent, Edward Wong. Welcome, Edward.
Hi, how are you?
What exactly are the parents being offered?
Well, the parents are being offered a flat-out cash payment as well as pension. The cash payment in most cases is in the range of around $8,000 to $10,000 U.S. dollars. How much that pension will be, but they'll get that $8,000 to $10,000 cash up front. And in return, the parents are being asked to no longer protest over the shoddy school construction and to no longer demand that the school construction be investigated.
Are the parents being asked? I mean, you actually got a hold of one of the compensation contracts, and it sounds as if there's a bit of coercion involved. It sounds as if it was written as if the parents were actually asking for the money.
That's right. The contract, when you read the language in the contract, it sounds almost Orwellian in that it's the parents are praising the government, they're praising the party and the state for helping them out, when in fact, when you interview the parents, they're actually criticizing the government for not following through on this investigation, and they're only accepting the money because the government officials are telling them, if you don't sign here and take this money now, you'll never get any money to help you out in the future. And in Chinese society, parents rely on their children to help support them as they get older. These parents are basically facing a future with no children to do that. And so they feel it's very financially vulnerable. And so a lot of them have gone ahead and signed this contract.
What's the dilemma that these families who are suffering and still mourning, what are they facing as they look at this contract?
Well, like I said, they're basically facing a future where they might not have a financial safety net if they don't sign on this, and also they might face a prolonged legal battle against the government in which the government probably won't give much way, and so maybe they think that this is all they're going to get out of pressing their case, so they're going to sign on to this contract. It's almost like in a way, it's almost like an out-of-court settlement, the way that that the contract is structured, that they'll get some sort of compensation, but that they completely drop their demands for a case against the government.
But how would you describe how they're being asked? You've reported in your piece about essentially interrogations, that the parents are being interrogated.
Right. There's one case. A leader of one of the parent groups we interviewed said that he was arrested along with 10 other parents or so at a protest last week. Some of those parents were reportedly beaten by the police, and this man was held interrogated for 12 hours in police station. And then during that interrogation, he was asked to sign the contract, and also he was asked to sign a piece of paper saying that he had disturbed the social order.
I guess, Edward, I would wonder, how is this different? And, you know, I suspect it probably is, but it does sound like the Chinese version of federal disaster insurance, where you're made to sign something where you waive all claims in return for some sort of stipend. That's not something that's unusual to China, is it?
Granted, I haven't been living in China very long, but I haven't heard about this type of contract being offered in a lot of places in exactly this language. Certainly, the Chinese government does buy off when there is some sort of protest. They oftentimes offer money to people, and people will take that and then drop the protest. And basically, that's what's happening here. But I think the language in the contract is also implying to the parents that you can't even talk about this. You can't protest over this issue. You can't talk to journalists about this. You can't raise questions anymore about this. The language is basically saying you can't disturb reconstruction efforts or the social order going forward. It's not just that you can't bring a legal case against the government.
So much for China's new era of openness. Edward Wong, thank you.
Thanks.
Edward Wong is the New York Times correspondent in China, and he was coming to us from China, as you might have suspected, with that crackly line there.